If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number two here on a wonderful Wednesday. Nick and Ken here with you on the BetQL Network. Really fun first hour of the show. Talking about a little baseball, some tennis, and a lot of NBA. Jalen Brunson apparently going to sign with the Knicks. We got the Wizards and the Nuggets making a trade. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope on his way to play with Nikola Jokic and Denver. Just to remind everyone, Dave Damashek's going to join us an hour from now doing our NFL Tournament of Champions. Kenny Ducey from NBC joining us in 40 minutes talking Wimbledon. We will see the NFL Tournament of Champions as we move along and also give you all our bets for tonight. But as we stand here, it's not legal tampering, but like, what do we call this period in the NBA coming up? Like, coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like it's not legal tampering because it's not allowed. It's like the illegal tampering period, I guess.
Just tampering,
right? Yeah, so it's illegal extortion. It's like, actually, that's just extortion.
It's just that the tampering period begins tomorrow. And I know, like, we joked at the end of the interview last week that, like, we were, and I meant it when I said, I was like, maybe we won't talk to this guy. He's been coming on with us literally for like 5 months straight, every single Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Probably won't talk to him for a little bit. And then we all of this news come out. He's got an unbelievable article up right now over at the Action Network with like all like the intel that he's been gleaning with rumors. It's Matt Moore's free agency and trade intel. Action Network tweeted it. Matt retweeted it from his Twitter account at HP Basketball. He's ridiculously plugged in. He's ridiculously smart, knows the league inside and out, knows betting inside and out. We had to get him back on the show, and we appreciate him for coming on as he always does. Our good friend Matt Moore from the Action Network, host of the Buckets podcast, again on Twitter at HP Basketball. Matt, really appreciate you popping back on. Nick and Ken, how you doing?
Good, man. Long time no talk, I guess.
We love you, Matt. Don't worry. Obviously, can go through a bunch of the moves that have already happened and happened today. But, like, you know, we've had free agency periods that were extremely crazy, where you were like just waiting for your phone notifications to go off every hour, like once it turned midnight. We've had free agency periods that weren't like that. What do you think this is going to be like? How exciting is the next couple of days going to be? How much crazy stuff do you think is possible?
I mean, I think it depends on what moves the needle for you. You know, if you're like, well, I want to see things like LeBron has been traded to Boston. I'm not expecting that to happen. So I don't think we're going to see, from what I've heard, there's no like real source of major stars. The one that's kind of in question is Bradley Beal because of the Wizards moves combined with the indication for him to opt out. Why do you trade KCP if you're planning on re-signing Bradley Beal, which they said they plan to do? Why are you maybe taking moves backwards in that situation? There's a lot of confusing signals out there. But I do think there's a lot of chance for significant movement. When you look at players that are really good players, if you follow the NBA and you know these guys, you're like, oh, he's really good. Yeah, those guys are going to – there's a lot of those guys that are going to move. And that, I think, starts with Atlanta. I think you've got teams like Chicago looking to make big moves in free agency. There's enough teams, enough buyers out there. Sellers is going to be a problem, but I think there's enough buyers out there that I think we're going to see some significant movement that's going to shake up the landscape of what we're expecting next season.
What's your best guess as to what we might see happen with DeJounte Murray of the San Antonio Spurs and Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz?
So in DeJounte, my starting point is always skepticism. And the reason for that is largely built on San Antonio. San Antonio is not leaking any of this. Everything that you're hearing on this is coming from Atlanta's side or from Clutch Force that represents Murray. Like, that's where these sources are coming from. The Spurs don't leak. It just, it does not occur. not even the most plugged in reporters can reliably get information out of San Antonio. So if you're looking at how to read this stuff, do not think that that San Antonio is leaking. Now, the fact that I think it's gotten out and it's had some sustained traction across multiple outlets does indicate, I think, that's possible. The only thing I've really heard on it is that there is a possibility of a potential deal expanding, which I think would help San Antonio in terms of if they're looking for more assets in return. And Atlanta's like, we don't have that much, but we have players. And San Antonio's like, we're rebuilding. We don't need your players. There are other teams that they could get involved in those talks, especially with Atlanta also looking to move John Collins. So I think there are teams that are looking to get in on three-way talks. I would still say that I think it's more likely than not that Murray does not get moved based off of San Antonio being the team that has his rights. But if it does happen, I think there's a good chance that it winds up expanding into a move that could impact multiple teams.
Matt, the move that we think we already know about, but maybe we're not so sure, but we think we know, is Jalen Brunson going to the Knicks. I mean, they've made all these moves to try to get Jalen Brunson to clear up all this cap space. The trade that they made yesterday, the draft day stuff that they did, it's all been designed with one thing in mind, it seems like, which is to make a really, really big contract offer to Jalen Brunson, something in the neighborhood of $100 to $110 million for 4 years. Yeah, you know, there's still some question if Dallas is still in play to bring him back. I mean, what's kind of the latest you're hearing on that? It feels done if you kind of just read social media. Is it as done as it seems?
It's going to take a drastic change of heart from Dallas in terms of what they projected and their approach to this for this to change. So I reported today in the article you guys mentioned off the top, the Knicks had a number in mind that was basically $22 million a year for Brunson. And that was not a hard number. In terms of they would, that's obviously like a starting figure, right? Like that's the, not a starting figure. That's like as high as you're looking to go. And if it takes a little bit over that, that's why I was surprised when the Knicks were projected to give him a $100 million deal. Cause I was like $12 million over 4 years. That's why you're going to lose Brunson without a meaningful way to replace him. But then when the reports came out that the Knicks were looking at $110 million and now all of a sudden it's $22 million in difference, you're like, okay, that's probably the price differential. So given that I have to assume and have heard that the Knicks are committed to basically however much we get it clear, we're getting this guy, then I don't think Dallas is going to be willing to match. At some point, Dallas has to consider its financial flexibility long term. And every year and dollar that gets added onto a Brunson deal makes it harder to move that contract if they're looking for a star upgrade next to Luka, which is going to be their target over the next 2 years. So I'm expecting that deal to get done. The question then is, I don't think that the Mavericks are completely up a creek here, which is how it's kind of been described, that there's just like they're done. They're looking to offload salary to make other moves. That's what I think that the Mavericks are now pivoting towards, is trying to find takers for their contracts for various people that they have on roster in order to make an addition and get some upgrades to replace what they're losing in Brunson.
A lot of interesting stuff there in that answer from Matt. Matt, I do want to focus on the Knicks for a second here, selfishly because I'm a fan of the team, and also because it's interesting. Jalen Brunson gets signed by the New York Knicks. Let's say that happens. He's the Knicks starting point guard this year. What is the ceiling for the 2022-23 New York Knicks with the core of Jalen Brunson and RJ Barrett?
Okay. If we're assuming they don't find a taker for Randall, who they've basically been shopping to pretty much everybody, if they don't find a taker for Randall, I think it improves the floor for them. It probably puts them well within range of the play-in tournament. I would say that probably we're looking at still a 500 to a few games over at best. I like Brunson. I thought he was good in Dallas, but you have to keep in mind how much the way that he thrived was next to Luka. He was great in the Utah series because if you're a guard that can dribble, you're going to be great in the Utah series. And that's one of the limitations you have to keep in mind is that Brunson's breakout performance was versus a team that always lets guards break out in the Utah Jazz. So I have some skepticism about how much better Jalen makes him. Their gamble is basically that he is an undervalued asset, and over the next 3 years, he's going to become a star. If they're right, then the ceiling goes way up to like 48 wins because you got a guy. And RJ Barrett, I actually liked what I saw of him last year.
They're wrong, right?
They could be done. I think they're wrong. Like, I don't like projecting and being, like, absolute on these young guys because that growth factor is real. I think it's a lot to invest in. This is a big gamble for them, for a team that's been admirably pretty restrained with their spending, contrary to their history. And this feels very much like same old Knicks, which I think is disappointing, not only for Knicks fans, but for everyone watching the league that would like the Knicks to be good again.
Matt, I know you follow the Nuggets closely, and I know, the trade today doesn't feature – like a lot of big names necessarily, but the Nuggets are starting to, you know, basically like just gain a lot of buzz as a team that's interesting in the West next year. Obviously, you have Jokic back-to-back MVP. You have Porter and Murray coming back from injury. So they make this trade for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Ish Smith. They get rid of Monte Morris, who like played very meaningful minutes for them the last couple of years. I know, and Will Barton obviously as well. So Barton and Morris leave to go to Washington. Ish Smith and KCP go to Denver. Just kind of like your understanding of what happened here. Like, what did each team get out of this?
So the Nuggets needed to upgrade their two-guard spot because their point of attack defense was dreadful down the stretch and in the playoffs. You can't have multiple bad defenders next to Nikola Jokic. Now, Jokic can actually be a plus defender if he's surrounded by good defenders. So that was their big target. They couldn't move Barton on its own. The Wizards were not interested in the draft picks the Nuggets had to offer. Those talks were broached and then quickly shut down. I told you guys before the draft that the Wizards were trying to shop to move up in the draft. They couldn't do it. So they definitely weren't interested in top, you know, bottom 10 first round picks. So it comes back to this deal, which was actually talked about at the trade deadline last year. And what Denver gets is a better shooter, 39% to 36% for Barton. KCP's better, a younger guy, and KCP's 2 years younger than Barton. And he's a much, much, much better defender. And now you have length, athleticism, and shooting around Jokic in the starting unit. It provides some flexibility. And on the Monte side, that was the price was, if you're going to get KCP, this was not a Will Barton for KCP move. This was a Monte Morris for KCP move with Will Barton and Ish Smith as the throw-in. They wanted to clear up. They basically had to decide between Monte Morris and Bones Highland. They chose Bones Highland because Monte got this deal done for them. Bones Highland moves the backup point guard. He can play in some of the lineups with KCP and Jamal Murray, and Ish Smith becomes the third guard. Denver got better today. This is the move I've been waiting on. I'm probably going to be betting them their NBA futures for the Western Conference later today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You better here with Nick and Ken here, talking the NBA with Matt Moore from the Action Network on Twitter at HP Basketball. Literally, my question, Matt, is going to be like, okay, like this deal is made. Assuming that nothing seismic happens in the Western Conference, like looks like Durant's going to stay in Brooklyn. Kyrie's going to stay in Brooklyn, for instance, right? And things remain largely static. Where do you rank the Denver Nuggets right now among the Titans in the Western Conference?
So I would put the Warriors obviously top because they, you know, they're pretty good. And I would put the Clippers in at probably number two behind the Warriors. I think those are your favorites. I've already bet the Clippers to win the title. I think there's value there. I think there's still value even as the numbers dropped. I think that that's your top tier. I honestly think that Denver is in the next second tier. I think it's Denver and Phoenix, depending on what Dallas does. I'm a little skeptical after this year, but I didn't like them all year, and they made the Western Conference Finals. So I think you can put them into that conversation. The Phoenix, Denver, and then Dallas are that next tier. And then I think we can break out kind of the rest of the conference and maybe take your long shots and things like that. But to me, Denver with Jamal Murray and MPJ back, even if it's just Jamal Murray and MPJ still inconsistent with his injury status, that's enough. That's a tried and true proven core. Aaron Gordon, KCP, they've got some young talent. There's enough upside there. I think Denver's in the second tier in the Western Conference.
Matt, maybe a bit more on the Clippers here. And I'll be honest, I was a little surprised when the Western market opened. Not that they wouldn't have a really low price, but just like to see them like right behind the Warriors, basically in that second spot. Phoenix, who had by far the best regular season last year. Now maybe they don't have Ayton anymore, but like distance between those two teams, it just looked a little weird to me. Now the news that we have from the last couple of days, well, we apparently think that Kawhi Leonard is like trying his hardest rehab wise, but the news is that they get John Wall basically, or that they're going to get him for whatever, $6 million. Does Wall move the needle for you at all? And maybe just like a minute here on your expectations for the Clippers, you know, Wall or otherwise.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. You know, as soon as they made the trade deadline deal for Norman Powell and Robert Covington, that was when myself, Raheem Palmer, Brandon Anderson over at Buckets, that's when we first were like, yeah, we're going to be betting the Clippers to win the title next year. There's just so much depth and positional flexibility. Like, look at the teams that made the finals. What did they have? They had tough shot makers, and they had extreme versatility in the lineups they could use. They could go small, they could go big, they could do whatever. The Clippers have that. If Zubac is a really good starting center, traditional, they will be able to have options to go smaller. They're going to lose Isaiah Hartenstein, I think. That's going to hurt. But Nick Batum, Powell, all these guys. And John Wall adds on to that. He adds on positional flexibility. You can play him at point guard next to Reggie Jackson. You can have lineups without Reggie Jackson, with Wall. It just provides more buffer. They are so deep. Leonard should be back. PG will be back. I think that team's going to be a pretty massive force in the Western Conference, even if they rest those guys for the playoff run, which makes their win total, I think, a little bit more skeptical.
Oh, Nick, you're muted, by the way. If you want to, there you go. Nick's going to ask you a question in a second.
Sorry about that. I was literally pouring water into water I have in a bottle into like a glass, and it was making a lot of noise, so I muted myself. In about 30 seconds here, Matt, do you think Rudy Gobert stays with the Utah Jazz?
I do not. My lean still is towards the Chicago Bulls. Look, this is Danny Ainge with the Jazz, and he's a tough one to get a deal done with. But my understanding is the Bulls are still very invested in getting Gobert. I would put them as the favorite. And then the Jazz behind them to retain him. And then some other teams with the Timberwolves. I do expect Gobert to get moved.
What are you most looking forward to doing on the 4th of July?
Waiting for whatever nonsense deal is on the cusp. And trying to tell my mother-in-law I'll be right there to help cook in just a few minutes as soon as this free agency nonsense ends.
I'll tell you what, man. Like, people talk about the NFL has no offseason. Like, the NBA literally has no offseason. Like, it never stops. Like, it's absolutely
this is
insane.
The offseason. Listen to Matt. This is the offseason.
Matt, you're the best, brother. We appreciate it sincerely, as always. Buckets Podcast, be sure to check it out. Great NBA betting podcast. ActionNetwork.com. Matt's got an awesome piece right now with all the intel, everything he's hearing right now about free agency. He's on Twitter at HB Basketball. My friend, we will talk to you soon. Have a great 4th of July and stay well.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Matt Moore with us here on You Better, You Bet. How loud is this? Can you hear this? Because this is what I was like. I muted myself.
Okay, go ahead. Oh yeah, got some good fountain sound effect going on. Like YouTube TV during their commercial breaks, they'll do like, here's your, think they even call it like the moment of Zen, which is like the Daily Show old thing from back in the day. And it'll be like a waterfall or like a rainforest or something. That was like pretty soothing. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad, right? I just, you know, maybe it sounds like I was peeing. Maybe people wouldn't like that.
Looks like we're going to break up the PF for the Jazz. Maybe no more PF.
Yeah. So speaking of things we can't say on terrestrial radio, on the other side, Ken and I will talk some Nuggets and a little hot dog eating contest next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.